IQ de România, o emisiune realizată de Mădălina Vrămescu.
Hello everyone, thank you for watching us. We are here in the library of International School of Bucharest. Today we are going to have an interview with a remarkable student of this school. His name is Ali Fethi Gioctaș. Ali, welcome to the IQ de România interviews.
Thank you for having me, it's my pleasure.
I'm very happy you are here, and I'm eagerly to discover your personality, your hobbies and your achievements also. For the beginning, please tell us what subjects did you choose for the higher level?
For my higher levels, I chose geography, history and English. They're more social sciences than maths and physics. I'm a better writer than I am in maths or physics.
Why did you choose geography, for example?
Geography, actually, it's the only one I chose because I didn't know what else to choose. History and English will help me with my further studies, but geography, I was good at it in GCSE when I was young. My teachers always used to tell me that you should continue with the geography. They told me that I was pretty much talented because it's more of a common sense and how you think about the nature, how you think about the society in geography, and I could answer questions without studying a lot for it.
What can you tell us about the subject that you choose for the standard level?
For standard level, I chose maths, ESS, and I chose Spanish ab initio, beginner level. I chose maths SL because I don't need it when I want to graduate. I want to study law and math isn't required for it. I chose ESS because it relates very closely to geography. ESS helps me to study for geography. Geography helps me to study for ESS. They're like twin brothers because they revolve around the same idea most of the time. And I chose Spanish because I had to choose a second language. And I'm not a Spanish speaker at all. That's why I chose it at the beginner level, at the lowest level possible.
How can you describe the general atmosphere that you met here at the International School of Bucharest?
I love being here in the International School of Bucharest. Maybe it's because I was here from the beginning, since kindergarten. I grew up with the teachers here. I grew up with the people here. I grew up with the staff, even the cleaning ladies here. So I find the environment very friendly, but this might be because I was here from a long time, but I really love studying here. More than the education, I like the atmosphere of it, as you said.
Ali, how do you involve in the life of the school?
First of all, I'm a year 13 student. I'll have exams, but more particularly, I'm head boy. This concept of a head boy is leading the school's students and being a word for them. There is a head boy and a head girl that is chosen by the students, and they participate in meetings outside school, inside school, with Mr. Sinan, Mr. Serdar, with Mr. Oytun, and then they try to change the school for the better of the students. They're like the voice of the students, two people, a head boy and a head girl. I was also a class representative for 5 years. That is a more minor section of being a head boy. It only represents your own class in general meetings in the school that we used to have like once every 2 months. We used to talk about the problems, how we can solve them. But in year 13, I chose to be head boy and I was elected as head boy, thankfully, which is my involvement in the school.
How can be a boy or a girl elected as a head boy or as a head girl? What do you have to do?
At the beginning of year 12, so head boy is in year 13. Last year, you're head boy because you're the biggest. You have to be an example for the students in secondary. But in year 12, you make a video promoting yourself and why people should choose you. A 2-minute video, it might be funny, it might be informative, it depends on your creativity, and you have to promote yourself and why you should be the head boy and why others shouldn't be the head boy. And then this goes to all the classes and they watch it. They have a Google document that they select mm-hmm. which one they want to choose, and then the votings happen. They elect you in the beginning of the year 13. They say, this is the head boy that will represent you as the secondary to Mr. Sinan outside the school, maybe abroad. And that's pretty much it, how I got elected.
How did you convince them?
I was more serious. I had friends who made a funny video, which was very entertaining. I watched it and I laughed as well, but I was more serious. I tackled the school's problems that I saw. I said I was here for 13 years. It was very easy for me to see the school's problems. I know who to talk to. I'm here for 13 years. I also said I know their language, because our principal is Turkish. I said I could convince him better in Turkish, maybe. And I tried to tackle the problems and I tried to make changes. I promised for changes. Some I could make, some I couldn't. But here I am, head boy. I'll be head boy for 3 more months, and then a new year 12 will be a head boy, because we are going to exam break.
What is your dream about your activity as a head boy?
As a head boy, my aim was to change stuff for the better. To change, like, we wanted as a whole school to have a common room. It's a room where students can come, play billiards, play pool, play PlayStation. That didn't happen just yet, but I'm still working on it. I tried to change the dress code, because it used to be very formal. You could only wear black shoes. Now you can wear any shoes. And I still wear black shoes, but now you can wear any shoes which are plain color. I tried to change the school for the better, and that was my dream. I hope I achieved it, but it's very tiring to be head boy, because you also have year 13 stuff. You have to write essays, you have to study. So it wasn't as successful as I thought, but I'm still trying.
Ali, where were you born?
I was born in Bucharest, in Romania, Bucharest. I lived my whole life here. But I'm originally Turkish.
Do you like Romania?
I really like Romania. I have friends who came here later and said that they don't like Romania that much, but I find the people very easy to interact with. They're very engaging, they're very positive, and they try to help you a lot. When you go to the street, you can ask people for where to go. They'll be very polite to you, and I really like that about the Romanian people.
Is there anything that you don't like about Romania?
I traveled a lot, and in European cities, even in cities in Romania. And what I saw there, and I can't see here, is the colorful building, the joy of life. Like, even in Sinaia, in Brasov, you can see the buildings are very colorful, and it makes you happy. But in here, it's more gray, and it's more of the infrastructure I don't like of Romania, not the people or the way it's governed or anything. It's the infrastructure and how the buildings look.
Please mention 2 books that influenced you the most.
I read a lot of history books, and one of those which I wouldn't say influenced me, but actually taught a lot to me and showed how not everything is as if it's seen. I read Hitler's Myth by Ian Kershaw. It's a history book revealing the truth behind the German power. It talked more about how Hitler wasn't the only thing that drove Germany to power, and there were other factors. This is something that not most historians would talk about. They would say Hitler was the only reason. And by this book, I saw that by research and standing out, you can actually find other information as well. Another book I read is The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald, and I read it for my English course here. It's the latest book I read, that's why I remember it more. And it revolves around the idea that you have to chase your dream no matter what, and the ending, actually being a negative ending, shows that not everything will end positively in life. You have to learn from life, and it might end in the worst case scenario. And this Gatsby shows this in his book.
Let's take a little time to talk about your hobbies.
My hobbies, I'm a sports person. I do all kinds of sports. I do football, basketball, table tennis, volleyball, all in school. And I used to do football outside school. I stopped doing it in a professional case, but I still do sports. I am the team captain of the football team of this school. And I feel very relaxed, and it takes my head away from my studies when I do sports, and that's why I really enjoy it. I like singing. I performed rap on stage in the summer in festivals with a friend of mine. And those are my main hobbies, sports and music, I'd say.
Which do you think are the main characteristics of a leader? Because in my opinion, you are a leader.
I try to shape myself as a leader, being head boy, being a football team captain. And I think it's thinking about others more than yourself. Because if you think about yourself, that makes you, in football, if you think about yourself only, that makes you a good player. But it doesn't make you a good leader, I'd say. Knowing what to do for the others is the main characteristic of a leader, being responsible and spending time on the things you like. If you're a head boy, if you want to be a good leader, you have to spend time. If you play football and you're a captain, you have to spend time and actually improve yourself as well.
How can you define happiness?
For me, happiness is success. I define happiness as success because the more successful I am at something, the more happy I get. This is what I saw all my life. And I think as long as there are, of course, other factors, but as long as you're successful, not especially with work, with school, successful with your family, success with life in general, you will be happy.
What kind of career would you like to follow?
I'm thinking of this for like 4 years. I want to be a lawyer.
Why do you want to be a lawyer?
As I said, I like speaking for other people a lot. I think I'm talented in debating. I'm talented in proving something with the information given to me. I can see myself being a lawyer in the future. From now, I just can see myself in a court trying to prove something that happened, and doing the right thing is always why I wanted to be a lawyer.
Where are you going to study? What is your intention, in fact?
Yeah, my intention is to study in the UK. More specifically, I want to study in King's College, Queen Mary, or UCL, those top London universities, we'd call it, to study law there and probably live there after. If I study law in that country, I will live in the country, unless it's international law. And I really want to study in London, but we'll see in 5 months, probably.
Ali, at the end of the interview, I'd like to ask you to watch into the camera and address a word of encouragement to your generation.
What I'd say to my generation, if I could, would be work hard. Everything starts by working hard. There is nothing you can not achieve if you work hard. If you want to do sports, work hard until you're the best at it. If you want to do politics, law, medicine, work hard until you're the best at it. If you work hard, you will succeed.
Ali, it was a pleasure to meet you.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
I wish you the best.
Thank you.
And may your dreams become true.
Hopefully.
We are very happy that we have talked today to Ali Fethi Göktaş here in the library of International School of Bucharest. Thanks for watching us. See you next time. Bye-bye.